This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. PTSD is a problem usually associated with soldiers and others involved in traumatic incidents like war. But researchers at Oregon State University believe they've found similar biomarkers in cattle involved in wolf attacks. I ask OSU animal scientist Ronaldo Cook if their findings give ranchers more ammunition in their wolf argument.
I think that this is just one more piece of information to help with the whole cattle and wolf discussion. You know, I don't take sides. I think all species have the right to thrive and be out there. We just need to know what kind of interaction is going on out there. So we can think about the best interest of cattle producers and showing that there is evidence that production is going down. So profitability of those operations is being paired. We also have to think about the cows themselves, that they're going through a welfare issue by having predators around.
Cook says the study helps them better understand the dynamic between cattle and their new predatory neighbors.
They were there 100 years ago. They went away and they're coming back now. So it's a different cow population as we had 100 years ago. But also we have to think about the wolves. They have the right to be there as well. That used to be their original habitat, but now it's they just disappeared. They're coming back again. So I think we have to take all this pieces of information and put together and make sure we come up with a good strategy to benefit everybody.
Cook says the Oregon Beef Council funded the study.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.